This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's a lot of trouble in Demented Camelot, folks. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Captain Demento, a.k.a. Joe Biden, the moron in chief of the Democratic Party, has a lot of problems on his hand. And the sad part is he does not have the mental capacity to address these issues. If the world were going smoothly, Biden still doesn't have the mental capacity to address the issues. He's a dolt. And the longer he's in there, the worse it gets. Things don't get any better when you got dementia. They get worse. Did you guys see the clip where Biden, it sounds like he's using the N-word? I didn't even bother to play it, but it's like a 4-second way. He's like, N-word, that's a blah. It's funny, but it's circulating. And everybody's now talking about it. Look, I don't know to what degree this clown has whatever is alien. And I might feel sorry for him in normal circumstances, but I don't. I don't. They wanted him, they got him. You asked for it, you got it, Toyota. You remember that commercial? Oh, y'all too young to remember that commercial. Yeah. Ruth, I know you're out there listening to me. You probably don't remember that commercial. Ruth is a brisk 97. She's too young. Anyway, they asked for this clown, and they got him. And he accidentally says the N-word. I want to see what a Reverend Sharpton has to say. It was an accident. He didn't really mean to call us that. Oh, man. Anyway, there's problems in Demented Camelot. That's what I call it, because, you know, Democrats always want to describe when they're in office is, woohoo, it's everything's so rosy and great. No, it ain't. Y'all got serious issues. Well, in case you missed it, Captain Demento threw his spokesperson under the bus. Now, I want you to consider how difficult the job of spokesperson for somebody who is such a brain-dead moron would be. This clown can't remember what he told you, but then he throws you under the bus for you repeating what he said to you. I mean, think about that. If he says to you, look, we're going to definitely be implementing this legislation, and you as a spokesman goes, well, I've spoken to the president, and he says, we will definitely be implementing this legislation. And you go, I didn't even say that. How would you get that? I got it from you, Captain Demento. But that's what happened to Biden's press secretary, Psaki, which there's no love lost for me with Psaki. Anybody that wants to work for the Biden administration, as far as I'm concerned, is as much a bonehead as he is. But he distanced himself from previous comments by his White House secretary that the administration's goal for its first 100 days was to have more than 50% of schools open at least one day per week. The goal was criticized as unambitious, as it had already been met by school districts partially opening on their own before Biden came into office. So he's like, we're going to go out there, we're going to open these schools up. At least half of them will be up open one day a week, which, by the way, is unambitious because the school should be open 5 days a week. But they're going to be open one day a week. And they're like, Captain Demento? They're already achieving that. Like I said, you know, and by the way, I got another story similar to this that we're going to talk about in a minute. So they said there was already speculation that the White House was trying to avoid upsetting teachers' unions, which are a major force in the Democratic Party and have, in many cases, strongly opposed school reopening efforts. So I want you to understand, the teachers' union is fighting to keep their people from going to work. Why? Because they're getting paid. Don't let them go back to work. scuttle all the buildings. We don't care. These kids can now learn from home. We don't care if the parents have to do the job of the teachers. So what? Such is the new world. Unambitious, they called it. It's not just unambitious, it's insane. But then again, so is the guy in charge. So Biden corrects the record in a CNN town hall. But here's what he said. He said that Psaki was not correct in saying that having half the schools open one day a week, essentially getting schools 10% open overall, is the White House's goal for the first 100 days. No, that's not true. That's what was reported. That's not true. There was a mistake in communication, he said. But what I'm talking about is, I said opening the majority of the schools in K through 8th grades, get this, because they're the easiest to open, the most needed to be open in terms of the impact on children and families having to stay home. So this pathological liar with dementia want us to believe him over his self-appointed spokesperson. But that's not even the big part. What about his solution? Get the youngsters back in school, K through 8. Because the 9th through 12th graders can take care of themselves. Well, I was thinking about it, and I said, well, why not just set up neighborhood brothels? Because I know what 9th through 12th graders will be doing if you leave them unsupervised. How glory! You know, these kids with their hormones raging. Can you imagine the stuff that will be going on with 9th through 12th graders if they are Negro, please. Where's Biden's? Where's the clip where he's using the N-word? I need to play it right now. The solution, folks, that's one part of it, okay? But it gets worse. Get this. Biden proposes that students go home over the summer to make up for, quote, lost learning. Democrats screwed up education long ago, decades ago, and despite their cute little names for all these different programs, America's education system continues to be what I've called a race to nowhere. And it's bonehead thinking, like with people like Biden, who actually create more problems. See, they created a scamdemic. They've soaked us. They've milked us. They put families in the most precarious of situations. And now they want to, oh, we'll fix everything. Really? How? They create problems. Then they say, we'll fix the problems that we create. But now they spiral out of control. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty. Sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was talking earlier about Biden's fix for education now that the Wu Flu scam is nearing its end, and how he had to kick his department, State Department spokesman, or his press secretary to the curb, Jen Psaki. He essentially was taking credit. Psaki essentially said Biden's going to implement a policy that schools are already implementing. And Biden goes, no, that's not even the case. It's worse than that. And he goes on to explain it. And essentially, they don't even know what policies are in effect. They don't know what's going on right now in terms of what the schools themselves are doing at the local, at the state level. And they don't know which direction they want to go because there's so many things that are in contradiction to one another. The teachers' unions are in contradiction with human existence, with people's lives. We pay their salaries. We send our kids to school not to be babysat, but to be taught. And the teachers' unions are saying, no, keep them at home. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back, I should say. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to get my education from good public schools and from having a curiosity. What I tell my sons all the time, I have an intellectual curiosity. I want to know about stuff.
I remember being young and going, I really hate that one of these days I'm going to die and I won't know everything. I mean, is that a weird thought? But I did. I remember thinking that, like, man, I got to know more. It was like a little sponge. Man, if I could go back and do it all over again, I would really, I was a good student, but I would have studied even harder. There are secrets to things that, when I say secrets, I mean things that I don't understand, like the human genome. I want to just understand that better. I know it sounds weird. I'm a propeller head. I know it. I'm a propeller head, a nerd. But I do. I have a thirst for learning. And I think that when you inspire kids the right way, they will get that. I'll tell you what did it for me growing up in the country. Seriously. Looking at nature and how animals interact and things like that. I mean, it's fascinating to me. Anyway, Joe Biden kicked his spokesperson to the curb, and it's not going to be the last time because Joey Demento is not done, not remembering, by a long shot. You can expect his, quote, miscommunications to continue. And you can also expect all of his solutions to problems to fail. Now, sadly for students, none of Biden's or his handler's ideas will work. They've destroyed the American education system, and there are no solutions in sight. But it's not just education. These people don't know what to do. So what they're going to do, they're going to try to ride on the coattails of the previous work done by others. In this particular case, President Trump. And it, believe it or not, in what I consider to be one of the seven signs, an Associated Press reporter slammed Biden State Department spokesperson Ned Price when they had a heated exchange as he accused Biden for trying to take credit for Trump's moves. Here's what he says. And I think that demonstrates that our strategy, including the legislative strategy, the strategy that, of course, Congress has been behind, has been working to good effect, Price said in reference to recent news involving a Russia-backed pipeline called Nord Stream 2. We'll continue to work closely with Germany. We'll continue to work closely with our other allies and partners in Europe to uphold Europe's own stated energy and security goals. So AP reporter Mike Lee fired back, don't you think it's a bit disingenuous to claim credit for the 18 companies winding down? All of this dirt work was done in the previous administration, and you guys have only been in office for a month, right? Are you telling me that in the last 4 weeks, these 18 companies all of a sudden decided to say, oh my God, we better not do anything with Nord Stream 2? Now, just so you're clear, President Trump went to Germany, he told Merkel, he said, look, we're not going to be in a relationship with you if you are going to be in bed with our enemy. By the way, this is the Russian collusion that the Democrats seem to omit. When President Trump said, I'm going to cut Russia's chief source of financial gain off by getting rid of their oil. Because what happened was the Russians were effectively holding hostage, all these countries hostage, by saying, if you don't play ball with us, you're not going to get oil. And President Trump said, we'll get you oil, but you're not going to do business with the Russians. And so while he's essentially cutting off the life source of Russia, they're accusing him in the United States of being a Russian puppet of Putin, etc. This is how crazy things got. So this AP reporter is rightfully saying, wait a minute. You're talking about you're the one winding down these 18 companies? No, you're not. President Trump wound down those 18 companies when he said to Angela Merkel, you do business with the Russians, you're not going to be doing business with us. Anyway, all of that, you guys are taking credit for the stuff the previous administration did? He continued, no. Matt, I'm speaking for the Department of State, Price claimed. The people who've been working this, the people who are now working this, were the same people a month ago, were the same people 3 months ago. 3 months ago, he repeated. Listen, here's what this guy's trying to tell you. The State Department took it upon itself
to implement this policy to being tough on Russia. And it was the people who did it. He doesn't want you to believe it was President Trump who did it. That's what Biden's State Department is trying to say. And of course, Matt Lee, who works for AP, is the one who's calling him out. Now, here's what I want you to understand. AP called out Biden. Now, what they would be doing right now, if Trump were still in office, they'd be talking about how many lies this is. That's another lie. Look at the number of lies that he's told, right? We'd be getting a lie count. That's a lie. What that guy said is a lie. What he's doing is he's trying to stay be part of Trump's moves, and he should say that. See, here's what's so bad about politics. What Biden's team should say is, you know what? We agree with President Trump's stated goal with respect to Germany and with respect to Europe. We shouldn't be doing business with somebody like Putin and allowing Russia to gain strength and have effectively the ability to blackmail these countries with energy. There should be no policy that allows for that. And that the previous administration did a wonderful job in getting this started. We'd like to continue in that. What's wrong with saying that? Oh, that's right. In a word, politics. Can't go giving credit to them. But let me tell you, if the media continues this way, they might actually gain some respect back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another hearing on the January 6th attack on the Capitol is underway. Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan saying Capitol security officials should not have been so ill-prepared for the assault.
And if we ignore the mistakes of the past, the Capitol campus will continue to be vulnerable to unknown and unexpected threats.
Washington State Representative Jamie Butler saying the attack should never be forgotten. Today, the Texas House is trying to get to the bottom of the state's massive power outages. State Representative Abel Hacero lays out his concerns.
As we continue our investigation to answer why
It is clear there was an abominable display of inaction and ineptitude in leadership.
Testifying before the committee on Thursday is the head of ERCOT, which is in charge of the state's power grid. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Democrats are criticizing Republican members for using the same attacks against President Biden's coronavirus relief package. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying Republicans are the reason that a bill has not been passed. The New York Democrat also saying direct payments to the American people are something that Republicans have always supported, up until now. Another COVID-19 variant in the United States.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. Researchers say the new variant is similar to the one first found in South Africa and could be more transmissible. Researchers at Columbia University say it was first isolated in samples collected in November and now represents about 12% of cases in the state. Scientists say the variant does not appear to be resistant to available vaccines. The studies from Columbia and Caltech have yet to be peer-reviewed or published. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I give Donald Trump credit for changing the way people view how government can run. It can be, I wouldn't call it efficient, but it can certainly run a lot more efficient. And Trump has proven this time and time again, even as a private citizen when he redid the skating rink that he watched, you know, the New York trip over its pecker for the better part of years, you know, a few years. And Trump said, I can get that done immediately. And he did it. So I applaud him for his attempt to address this scamdemic of the Wu flu with Operation Warp Speed. But he played into the hands of globalists because the Wu flu was a money grab. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The ancillary benefit of the left, folks, was getting President Trump to do their bidding, and they got rid of him at the same time. They got this man to fall into the trap of believe the scam. They made such a media hype over it and you know, inflated the deaths and the, you know, all the other stuff, and Trump had to buy into it. And he said, okay, at one point he says, okay, look, I get the optics of it, I'm going to do it. But he thought it would save him. It didn't. It's one thing to go along with the game, but it's another to go, okay, I'm going to go along with the game, but I'm going to win the game. Regardless, folks, the Chinese unleashed this virus, and I suspect they have had the cure. We now know, and it's now coming out in reports, that they knew what they were doing. Now, we knew this from the very beginning, but I'm saying now that Trump is gone, they start slowly leaking out these things that go, oh, you know that thing we said was a lie? And it turned out it was true. Yeah, don't tell anybody. Page 16 of the lifestyle sections or something. So, the world is reeling now from this fallout of the Chinese unleashing a virus that they probably had the cure for. And we've entered into this next series of phases for this thing. So this next phase involves the globalist fat cats getting super wealthy on these so-called cures. For a disease that targets the old and the invalid and has the morbidity of the flu. That's what we're worked up about. So everybody's telling us, get vaccinated. They yell it. Go get vaccinated. And I say to you now, and I've said to you many times, don't do it. I've warned people about these vaccines. Oh, man. My brain gets ahead of itself, as you guys know. That's okay. Just means I'm bright. Multiple stories. You've heard me talk about this. Multiple stories of the side effects.
And in the majority of the cases of these vaccines, they aren't effective. I talked about it the other day. A very famous doctor is saying the vaccines that are currently being developed for the Wu flu aren't going to work for any of the strains. It's a waste of your time. We will have herd immunity by April, blah, blah, blah. I've talked about this. The human body is an amazingly designed organism. It's a machine. I've often wondered, how can you eat 8 ounces of food and gain 3 pounds? Because of your machine. It defies the laws of physics. But your body can produce stuff. I mean, seriously, I'm not even kidding when I tell you that your body can defy the laws of what you believe. Can I eat 4 ounces of something and watch what your body does and then go weigh yourself. Even after you've done a number two, you'll gain 2 pounds if it's the wrong something. So it'll fight off these diseases, including this lab-made Wu flu by the Chinese. Your body, look, I'm not telling you it won't kill somebody. Heck, my uncle died from complications of it because of blood clots. So it will do things to you, but I think he probably would have died from the flu, the regular flu. Various governments are plotting to force their citizens to get this stupid shot. And it's not a conspiracy, folks, to wonder why they plan this mass vaccination. It's not. I state emphatically, I will never get this shot under any circumstances. And here's one of the reasons why I'm not going to get this shot. It's because the shot is killing people. This 28-year-old healthcare worker from the Swedish American Hospital in Beloit, Wisconsin, was admitted to the ICU 5 days after she received a second dose of Pfizer's experimental mRNA vaccine. The previously healthy young woman was pronounced brain dead after cerebral angiography confirmed a severe hemorrhage stroke in her brain stem. She didn't even know it was coming. It hit her, bam. Her family members confirmed she was breaking out in rashes after the vaccine. Doctors warned that a recently infected patient who is subject to COVID-19 vaccination is likely to suffer from autoimmune attacks along the ACE2 receptors present in the heart and in the microvascular of the brain, liver, and kidney. Now, what does that mean? What it means is it goes through with the brain. There's a barrier between your brain and your regular body, and most things can't break that barrier. So your brain has to be able, in other words, your body can get sick, but your brain has to function. So the flu doesn't break the brain. There's a name for it. I can't recall right now, but it doesn't break it. Because if your brain got the flu, you'd be like, so your brain, not to go all Cosby on you, it's a jello pudding. But your body can feel sick and your brain realizes, hey, I've got these symptoms. It has to be able to function. Like a brain-blood barrier, I think that's what they call it. Anyway, your brain, you don't want to break that. Well, this Wu flu vaccine is broke through her brain-blood barrier and gave her a stroke. This is a 28-year-old who died, folks. It's not a 98-year-old. This is a woman who would have been alive had she not taken that stupid shot. She had a much better chance against the Wu flu by not getting the shot. But the government convinced her and millions of others that they need to get this shot. And I've been talking about, and you guys know this, I've been talking about the number of people who are dying and how they're not upplaying that. Joe Biden and them, oh, we've had 500,000 people die. Let's have a moment of silence for the scam that we're running. They're still selling it. Because we're still in phase one. Phase one is the profiteering. Take the vaccine. We've paid for the vaccine. You want to take the vaccine. Please, please, please take the vaccine. Phase one and phase two of the vaccine. Well, I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist, but I'll tell you this. I'm not taking some. I watched the Bourne movie where they had the people that went out and did the dirty work of the CIA, and they just decided to flip a switch, and all of them started melting down right in public, blue, just falling and dying. You think Hollywood came up with that concept all on their own? Negro, please. No. I'm running no risk. Now, as part of this whole scam, we've had the face of the scam, who is Dr. Fauci, right? Meghan McCain called Fauci out. I love how they call him the nation's top infectious disease expert. That has got to be the worst title to give to Fauci in the history of man. He is not the nation's top infectious disease expert. He is a fraud. Anyway, McCain said he needed to be fired. Now, I don't have any more respect for Meghan McCain than I do the next cab driver, Uber driver I'm going to get. But she's in the news. You don't know who that person's going to be. You do know her. She's obviously John McCain's daughter on The View. And occasionally, like a broken clock, she gets something right. And on this, she's 100% spot on. She blames him for inconsistent messaging regarding the distribution of the Wu flu vaccines. And here's what she says. The fact that Fauci is going on CNN and he can't tell me if I get the vaccine, I'll be able to have dinner with my family. She says it's terribly inconsistent messaging. The inconsistent messaging is the number of people they claim who've gotten the disease, the number of people who've died from the disease, the number of people who've gotten the vaccination, and the number of people who've died from the vaccination. If they gave you those real numbers, people would be imprisoned. Because we don't need to be spending trillions of dollars to fight this disease that isn't killing that many people, and the cure actually is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous. Yeah. In fact, I'm the founder of that organization. Yeah, that's it. And I have a sexual problem. Yeah, yeah. Women, I mean, babes just can't get enough of me.
Yeah. And that's a problem.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. See, beautiful women are all over me 24 hours a day. Yeah. Nights, too. Yeah. See, it all started when I was living in Kentucky. In the past. China. Yeah. Yeah. Women love me in China. In fact, that's why I had to leave. Yeah. I was causing a population explosion. Yeah, that's it. Why do you think people always say the Chinese all look alike? Because they all look like me. Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah. So then I moved, you see, to Hollywood. And well, that's where I met my wife, Morgan Fairchild. Yeah. And I got otherwise there, too, yeah. Meryl Streep and Terry Garr and young Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah. Oh, you see, I was thinking of becoming a Mormon so I wouldn't go to jail. And then I remembered that that I was a Mormon. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. In fact, I'm the president. I'm the lead singer in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Yeah, that's it. And they all want to marry me, too. Yeah, that's it, sicker.
You know, Tommy, if what you say is true, I'll go to you. I know many men who would change places with you right away. Larry, for example. Just remember always to use contraceptives, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I played that old clip from Saturday Night Live with John Lovitz playing. Was it Bobby Flanagan, the from Liars Anonymous, the biggest liar on the planet until Joe Crackhead Biden? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is an article from CNN. President Joe Biden, well, let me start over. Joe Biden, Captain Demento, took questions from Wisconsin residents and from Anderson Cooper at a CNN town hall event in Milwaukee. We're still looking into some of the claims Biden made, so this article is not comprehensive. But we can tell you now that he made at least four false claims, all of them involving statistics about the minimum wage, undocumented immigrants, China's economy, and COVID-19 vaccinations. Biden also made claims that could have benefited from some additional context that he acknowledged he might not have gotten right or there's not solid evidence for. So in other words, I'm going to stop there and tell you, false news, fake news, but trust me, nobody's going to say a word. Facebook isn't going to shut him down. Twitter's not going to kick him off. Biden said the $7.25 federal minimum wage is too low, and then said soon after, for example, if we gradually increased it, when we indexed it at $7.20, if we kept it indexed by to inflation, people would be making $20 an hour right now. That's what it would be. Facts first. This is false. The White House told CNN after the event that Biden got mixed up with another statistic about minimum wage. Today's federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, which took place in 2009, would not even be close to $20 an hour if Congress had decided to link it to inflation. Adjusted for inflation, $7.25 in January 2009 is equal to $8.98 in January of 2021. Now that's a far cry from $20. The White House told CNN Biden was referring to a claim from a progressive think tank about how the minimum wage would have been $24 an hour if the minimum wage had kept pace with productivity growth, not inflation since 1968, and not 2009. Well, here's a little statistic for you. Look at the average wage of a person in 1968, and look at the average wage of a person in 2009, and you will see it far outstrips anything the minimum wage does. Oh, this stuff drives me crazy. You know what? I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to go to my happy place right now. The undocumented population. Biden said of the U.S. population of undocumented immigrants, of interloping trespassers, the vast majority of people, those 11 million undocumented, they're not Hispanics. They're people who came on a visa, who was able to buy a ticket to get in a plane and didn't go home. They didn't come across the Rio Grande swimming. Facts first. Biden was wrong to claim that the majority of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. are not Hispanic. While it's obviously difficult to compile comprehensive statistics on this population group, the Migration Policy Institute think tank estimated in 2018 73% of undocumented people in the U.S. speak Spanish at home, 68% are from Mexico and Central America, with an additional 7% from South America. Pew Research has found that the Mexican share of the undocumented population has fallen over time, but that people from Latin America still make up 77% of the 2017 trespassing interloper population. Biden, they say, was more correct than the second claim about the means by which these people arrive in the U.S. 2019 study by the Center for Migration Studies of New York based on 2017 data found that for the seventh straight year, more newly undocumented people overstayed their visas and crossed a border illegally. It was 62% overstays, 38% illegal crossings. Now, let me tell you what's wrong with that, why it's flawed. They don't know how many people illegally crossed. That's a guess. You know how many people came over and overstayed their visas. So it's a simple, this is a simple way to look at this from a mathematical point of view and even from a clinical point of view. One number you know because you have to get a visa, and we know. The other one you don't. So are you telling me they underguess? Well, you don't know what you don't know. You know how many you caught, but you certainly don't know how many you missed. So that completely rules out that BS number. Michelle Mittelstadt, Director of Communications for them, this different policy group, said that with recent new additions to the undocumented population are more likely to have overstayed a visa rather than illegally crossed the border. That wasn't the case in the past. Anyway, she goes on to rationalize the rest of that lie. China's workforce. Biden talked about how he met with China's now president Xi Jinping while Biden was vice president, then returned to the U.S. and mused about China's demographic challenges. He says, and I came back and I said, they're going to end their one China, their one child policy, because they're so xenophobic, they won't let anybody else in, and more people are retired than working. How can they sustain economic growth when more people are retired? Facts first. It's not even close to true that more people in China are retired than working. Even today, let alone when Biden was VP and the Chinese workforce was younger. China reported having 775 million employed people at the end of 2019. They had a reported 254 million people age 60 or above, the normal retirement benefits age for men. The working age population has peaked and is now declining, and retirees are growing rapidly. So the ratio of workers to retirees is becoming less favorable, but the ratio is still greater than one. This, said David Dollar, an expert in Chinese population with the Brookings Institute. He says Biden is right that China's aging workforce poses a problem to the country, but he botched the specifics. And even if you apply the usual dose of skepticism to official Chinese data, China is many decades away from having more retirees than workers. I think he misspoke. Probably meant that the working age population is now slowly shrinking, a trend that continued for many years, said Nicholas Lardy, senior fellow at the Peterson Institute. I think he misspoke. Well, no kidding, he misspoke. Now, the question is it dementia or is it just an outright lie? So Biden finishes. He talks about the vaccines, and I don't even need to go into it because I want to make the bigger point. We're running out of time. CNN fact-checked Joe Biden. They called him out. They're saying, that's not true. I played, I didn't play a clip, but we talked earlier about AP fact-checking Biden, slamming Biden, saying, you lied about the previous administration. You're trying to take credit for their moves. Look, I'm not going to tell you that this is a trend. I'm not going to tell you that the media is trying to win you back by reporting on some things. Because if they were being truthful, they would have told you that Biden cheated, that the Democrats cheated, and Biden has no more competence to be president than the landscaper that does your parents' yard or whatever. But at least they are starting to take a look at Catherine Demento a little bit more in more detail. And that's a good start, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.